This is the Blind Geek Zone, the cost of blindness for December 12th, 2009. Hi, this is Rick, and wanted to do something a little bit different today. I was originally going to just write this as a blog post, but I've kind of decided just to actually talk about it instead. And what I'm going to talk about today is the cost of blindness. And hopefully this will be kind of interesting. I know most of you probably are fully aware of all of this, but just decided that I'd like to talk about it and kind of offer my perspective. There's a lot more to being blind and cost-wise of just losing your sight. You know, that's enough of a cost, I think, to most people, just simply losing your sight. But there are a lot of things that I don't think the sighted world takes into consideration about blindness and the cost of blindness on the people that go blind. Number one is, just as I said, losing your sight is a huge cost all in itself. You know, it turns your world upside down, changes your life in some ways, just, you know, very, very greatly. But there are a lot of other costs of being blind that I'd like to talk about. Number one, there is the unemployment rate in the blind community, which is greater than 70% by most estimates. The major problem is that, you know, a lot of blind people don't necessarily think that they can work, so they don't. But also, for those of us, like myself, that want to work, you know, at times the odds are stacked against you at getting any kind of a normal job, you know, like in the sighted world. You know, most blind people, and not all certainly, but a lot of blind people that get decent jobs generally work in some kind of assistive technology area. And so, if you're lucky enough to get that kind of job, you're probably in pretty good shape. For the rest of the people out there that want to work in normal, you know, everyday jobs, you know, it's really stacked against you. You, number one, may or may not be able to use various things around the office, as simple as, say, copying machines. You could have a very difficult time using the business phone systems. Using a computer, you know, you're going to need some kind of a screen reader at quite a bit of a cost. And even if you can jump past all of these hurdles, you can't always use the programs that are offered, you know, for your job. And if that's the case, then you're not going to succeed at that job. You're not going to be able to work. So that's the number one cost, at least for people that want to work. Now, for everybody, there's also many, many other costs that aren't incurred by sighted individuals. One of the things, like I said, is a screen reader. Sighted individual buys a computer, starts using it, gets all the programs they want, no problems. Blind person gets a computer and gets Windows and everything on it. And the number one obstacle is you need a very expensive screen reader. And there are quite a few choices there these days. When I lost my sight back in 2005, it didn't seem to me at the time that there were as many choices, but, you know, I know the main three or four were out there, but one of the big choices now that you have is that NVDA has came along, and of course it's free. It's a very good screen reader. I've used it often on here. And for somebody that can't afford a screen reader, you know, it's a great choice. You know, it's far, far better than Narrator, to use, and it can allow you to do quite a bit of stuff, actually, without any additional cost. But, you know, if you need to work, then you're going to need another screen reader other than NVDA. You know, you have JAWS, of course, which is nearly $1,000. If you're going to use it in the workplace, it's more than likely going to cost you $1,100, plus SMAs. Window Eyes by GW Micro, somewhat cheaper, and it's $900. And the one nice thing about Window Eyes over JAWS is that if you can't afford to pay for it, they do have very generous lease-to-own plans. And that's what I ended up doing here. Went through a lease-to-own plan and bought Window Eyes on my own without the state buying it for me. And was really happy to be able to do that. Then you also have Saratech and System Access. And it's a rather interesting product. You have a free version of it that you can access through the web that you can use for free all you want. There's no real stipulations there. It's the same product as the product you buy. Just the only thing is you access it via the internet. And for some people, that's that's fine. You can also buy System Access. System Access is quite a bit cheaper than either GW Micro's Window Eyes or Freedom Scientific's JAWS. You can typically get System Access for, I believe, as low as $299, and if you want the mobile version, I believe it's $399. If you want access to other things, you need the SA Mobile Network, and that's $129 a year. But one of the things that Saratech also offers is they have a lease to own, which I'm currently in, and I pay $24.95 for that a month. For 48 months, that gives me the screen reader, and it also gives me I remember it's 4 years or 5 years of access to the SA Mobile Network. So that's good. You know, if you can't afford to buy it outright, it does cost quite a bit more paying it payment-wise, but you do get the SA Mobile Network, so if you were going to buy it anyways, it wouldn't cost you any more. And, you know, Saratech's a great product. I don't know how well it works in the workplace. I've heard various opinions on that. But I do know for the average user, it's a very good product. And, well worth people looking at. So that's cheaper. You know, it wasn't quite as cheap, I think, back a couple of years ago, but they've made quite a few changes to make it less expensive. And also, they don't charge for SMAs anymore. Once you buy the program, it's yours. All updates are free. And, that's really nice. So that helps a lot. And one of the things I didn't mention was for Window Eyes, you know, they do also offer payment plans on SMAs. If it's above a certain amount, I believe $350. You know, if you have to upgrade or whatever, more than one version, you can do payment plan there too. So that's really, really good. And that's something I really, really, really wish that Freedom Scientific would do. I don't understand to this day why Freedom Scientific does not have a lease-to-own program for, you know, blind individuals that simply can't get the state to pay for the program, or, you know, they can't work or don't want to work for whatever reason. You know, Freedom Scientific basically, you know, just slams the door on you there and says, well, you know, that's your problem. We don't, you know, it's like they really just don't care about the individual customer. You know, if you can't afford to buy it, that's your problem, not theirs. And that's really sad. So like I said, there's another cost. You know, you get your computer and you have to buy a screen reader of some sort. And then you have to pay all these other costs for other things that you want, you know. So you need a cell phone that lets you do the things that sighted people do. Okay, that's fine. You know, you go buy the phone, and then you have to buy a screen reader for that. And then those people want you to pay, you know, ridiculous prices for upgrades all the time. And then, you know, if you need a GPS solution, say you're working or you're out all the time and, you know, doing stuff and you need to know where you're at, okay, you know, sighted person goes to the store, buys a GPS for $100, and, you know, out the door they go. You know, but, you know, we have to buy GPS solutions that cost anywhere from $800 to $1,500, $1,600. And then we have to pay for upgrades to those and stuff all the time. So there's another cost. And then, you know, we can buy things like the KNFB reader that allow us to be out places and scan things and read things, like at restaurants and, you know, other places that we need to be able to do, you know, to keep up with our sighted peers, you know, especially if you're working. And, you know, there's another $1,000. Then you get the Sighted World, you know, book publishers and things like that want to limit our access to what kind of materials we can even get. And, you know, like the Kindle, it's not accessible. You know, it already has text-to-speech processing in it and, you know, could very, very easily be made to talk. And apparently, by June of 2010, that is supposed to happen. And then we're going to have the struggle there with, okay, the book publishers don't want to allow TTS, and they'll turn it off. So, you know, we could buy the Kindle and go buy a book and find out we still can't use it, just solely because the publisher has decided to turn that feature off for blind people. And, you know, they've basically come out. I read an article today that stated that, you know, copyright laws shouldn't be relaxed for the blind, basically. And, you know, blind people don't deserve anything for free. And, you know, and I don't mind paying for a book or this or that. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I do think we should have equal access to every book that's out there. And the publishing community obviously doesn't want that to happen. So there's another cost for a blind person, intellectual cost. You know, we can't get all the books that we need. It is getting better. We are getting more access to books now than we ever have in the past, but still, we lag far, far behind. Even NLS, I believe I read a statement, only has a very small percentage of books, you know, converted for us that actually exist out there. So, you know, that's clearly not going to be the answer. There are other ways. You know, and there's Bookshare, and they're working to get a lot more books out there, but still, even they have only a very small percentage of all books that are out there that we could have access to. And the Publishers Guild is just flat against it. They don't want the blind to have access to books, obviously. You know, I don't understand that, but, you know, that clearly seems to be the way it is. The time is now 5 p.m. There goes my clock. But, you know, so there are all of these kinds of costs that we have every single day. And, you know, some people say, well, go buy an Apple. You know, an Apple you don't have to buy a screen reader for an Apple because it has one in it. And that's great. And same thing for the iPhone. It's got a screen reader built into it. But those items are relatively expensive. Apple computers cost far more than Windows computers. Sometimes as much as 3 or 4 times as much, depending on what type of computer you buy, you know, what type of Apple Mac computer you buy. And the iPhone is considerably more expensive than some other phones out there. But at least those options are now out there for us. And I have bought a Mac myself. I bought the Mac Mini. But I still probably spent twice as much for it as I would have a Windows PC of similar build, I'm guessing. I don't know that for a fact, so maybe I shouldn't say that. But yeah, but it is good that those options are out there. But, you know, that's one of the few things. Simple things like appliances. You know, we needed to replace a dryer a year or two ago, and all of the dryers that are out there now are touchscreen practically. And we had to spend an extra $100 to get a dryer that had a conventional turn knob, you know, so that I could, you know, use it easier. And the same thing will happen with our washer. You know, you can label some of that to some extent. And the same thing with your kitchen appliances, your stoves and stuff, you know. they're not always accessible anymore, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. And if we do buy something from some place that makes something for us, then it ends up costing, you know, much more money. You know, a sighted person can walk into any store and buy a microwave for anywhere from $39 to $59 to $79. You know, if we want a talking microwave or something, we go to one of these specialty places and we spend $400 for it. You know, and it's the same for other items, braille displays, things like that, that cost thousands and thousands of dollars just so we can read with, you know, maintenance agreements on those that are hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. You know, and on and on and on. Every type of specialized equipment that a blind person has to buy generally costs many, many times more than it does for a sighted person. And, you know, most people don't think about all this stuff, but, you know, by the time you end up spending all your money on all of these programs and appliances and electronics and GPSs and telephones and stuff just to, you know, lead a normal life, you know, we spend far, far more money than the sighted people end up doing. You know, and I've lived in both worlds, so, you know, I kind of have a feel for both ends of the equation here. But, you know, it just seems sad that every time you turn around and you have to buy something, we're preyed on almost. It's like the places that sell stuff to us say, oh, well, we can mark this up as much as we want. And, you know, and I don't know how much of it is due to making a profit and how much of it's due to just simple greed. But, you know, we pay and we pay and we pay and pay. And it's just, you know, it's just sad. And, you know, it's just something I really wanted to kind of make a commentary on today and just talk about it a bit. And I'm going to put this out on the blog, and hopefully people will listen to it and, you know, comment on it, and, you know, be happy to see your comments. But, you know, that's the whole problem. The cost of blindness is too much. And, you know, it's bad enough that we have to lose our sight, but it's even worse that it seems like we're preyed upon on a daily basis by companies, you know, making specialized devices for us that cost, you know, just thousands and thousands of dollars more than what a sighted person would have to have. And, you know, we really, really need to find a way to get rid of some of this cost and to get the cost of some of this stuff to come down. You know, I know it's possible, but, you know, when is it going to happen and how are we going to make it happen? So, you know, that's just my thoughts on this. And like I said, I'd love to hear your comments. And I hope that you enjoyed this. And thanks for listening.